I know that I'm a rebel, and if I told myself that I'm not allowed to do something immediately, that is the one thing that I would want to do. With those takeaways, I would try and have something that was more nutrient dense. And because I was intentional about it, I did not feel bad about it. I did not feel guilty about it. I also made a goal to add green veggies to my dinner every single night. There was no crazy amount of running. There was no crazy amount of gymming. I didn't want to overwhelm myself.
This is 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer, a Jackpod original podcast. Join me as we talk everything weight loss. I'm your host, Mandy Mayer. Yes, it's me who has lost the 40 kgs and maintained that loss over the past 4 years. In this series, I'm sharing the weight loss code I cracked, along with tips, strategies, and hacks that will help you lose weight and feel great.
My biggest realization was that I had to ditch the diet, and rather than going from diet to diet, I had to create healthier habits and a healthier lifestyle if I were to be successful. And that's what I did. I created consistency through doing a 30-day healthy habit challenge. The reason I did that was because I knew I had to start from somewhere, and I knew that I had to start creating healthier habits. I just didn't know how to create consistency within those habits. But in the back of my mind, I also knew that consistency was going to be key to my success. And that's where I decided 30 days. And I printed off a 30-day calendar from the internet, a very basic calendar. And every day I would write down a very basic healthy habit that I intended to do, and then I would carry it over to the next day. But me telling you that isn't really going to help you, because maybe you have no idea where to even start when it comes to healthier habits, just like I had no idea. So let's start with my nutrition choices. It's no secret that I used to eat takeaways several times per week. So I started with the goal of eating less takeaways, maybe twice a week if I wanted to. And then with those takeaways, I would try and have something that was more nutrient dense. So as you can see, I wasn't fully restricting the takeaways. I wasn't telling myself I'm not allowed to have the takeaways, because I know that I'm a rebel. And if I told myself that I'm not allowed to do something immediately, that is the one thing that I would want to do. But I did make a guideline for myself where I would have a goal of reducing the amount of takeaways I was eating per week. I also made a goal to add green veggies to my dinner every single night and gradually build on that. And that is where that 30-day consistency calendar came into play, because on that little calendar, I would write down green veggies for dinner. Now, because that was a goal on the calendar, I would make sure that I would do it so that I would tick it off. And then every single night, I would add green veggies to my dinner. And I say to my dinner, but it was realistically, it was to any one meal of the day, I would tell myself, you have to have green vegetables. By doing that, that's how I created consistency in not only eating more vegetables, but also reducing the takeaways, because it's very difficult to find a takeaway joint that is going to give me a side portion of green veggies, unless I made the green veggies for myself at home. But then my thoughts were, if I'm going to make the green veggies at home, I can just as well cook the rest of the meal at home. So instead of eating highly processed foods, I also tried to aim for fresher foods. And as mentioned, my biggest key to success was that I didn't fully restrict everything. I didn't label foods as bad for fat loss. I incorporated something I enjoyed on a regular basis. So maybe a chocolate once every couple of days, maybe a burger on a Friday night. And because I was intentional about it, and because I intentionally added those fun foods to the plan when I consumed them, I did not feel bad about it. I did not feel guilty about it. And that really helped me with control around those certain fun foods. Because you see, what many people do is they will fully restrict everything that is labeled as a fun food. So anything that is a chocolate, anything that is a burger and chips, anything that has been labeled as not great for fat loss, many people will fully restrict that. And then after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks, maybe the cravings can potentially become very intense. That's all of a sudden where you snap and you start eating these foods that you have previously labeled as bad for fat loss, for the lack of better words. And that's oftentimes where you start feeling guilty, and that can lead into a spiral of you overindulging and losing control. Because now your mindset, you telling yourself, I should not be eating these foods. And all of a sudden you're like, well, I better eat it all now because I don't know when I'm going to be consuming them again, right? And that's why I say what really worked for me was removing those labels of good and bad for fat loss and not being fully restrictive. And very importantly, being intentional about the fun foods that I was having. Because being intentional about your food choices really does remove any guilt. Not that there should ever be any guilt around certain foods, but being intentional about it, adding those foods to the plan can really help with your control and your consistency. And at the end of the day, that is the thing. Those are the things that are going to bring you long-term progress. If we switch from the nutritional side of things and we look at the exercises that I did right at the start of my 40 kilogram fat loss expedition, my exercises were nothing drastic to start off with. I started with walking, just plain old walking around the block after work, walking to the shop instead of driving to the shop. There was no crazy amount of running. There was no crazy amount of gymming. And I say crazy amount, there was actually no running. There was no gymming for the first couple of months on my health and fat loss expedition. Nothing crazy for the first couple of months. I didn't want to overwhelm myself. I set myself step targets and I aimed to hit those step targets daily. Walking is the most underrated form of movement. Everyone always thinks it needs to be drastic. And I really proved to myself at the start of my health and fat loss expedition that it doesn't have to be drastic. It just has to be done. But if I'm going to try and do something drastic, like set a goal of going to the gym 6 times a week, I'm just going to overwhelm myself and then I'm not going to be able to do it, or I'm not going to want to do it, and then I'm not going to get anything done, and then I have nothing to tick off on my consistency calendar that I created for myself. Therefore, like I said, all I did was walk. I set myself little step targets and I wrote them down on that little 30-day consistency calendar of mine. And every day I would go out there, no matter what, and make sure that I work on those step targets. Now, many people don't do anything because time is limited. And many people have the mindset of, if I can't do an hour's walk or an hour's gym session, what's the point of doing it anyway? Well, that's where I was different. I had a stressful job with long hours, and I told myself, even if you can only do a 10-minute walk after work, go and do that 10-minute walk after work, because 10 minutes is better than no minutes. And the more doable something seems, the more doable it becomes. Rather get something done than get nothing done. And that's how you create consistency. So again, if you print a 30-day calendar, you can make small little goals for yourself. Like on day one, add in green veggies to one of your meals every single day. Then on day two, add in green veggies to your meals or one of your meals every single day. And then also going for a 10-minute walk after work or before work. And then the next day, you carry that over and you set yourself small, achievable little targets, because that is how you're going to create consistency. It does not have to be drastic, because oftentimes drastic is what leads to people not doing anything. And that brings me to the next thing, setting your non-negotiables. Don't set them so big that you can't achieve them. Set them in a way that they don't overwhelm you, that it doesn't seem impossible. And also don't set hundreds of goals for yourself each day. Focus on the basics. So focus on food, steps, and water consumption. And what I did to set realistic goals was I used where I was at that moment in time as a benchmark. So I had a look at what steps I was doing currently. I had a look at how much water I was drinking currently. I had a look at the foods that I was consuming at that very moment. moment in time. And based on all of that, I set myself those little daily non-negotiables and little weekly non-negotiables. So what I mean by that is if you are currently doing 2,000 steps per day, don't go and push your step goal up to 20,000 steps per day or even 15,000 or 10,000 steps per day. Gradually increase those steps by setting smaller little targets for yourself based on where you are currently at. And that is where I started. That is how I started. And gradually I made small changes and I was okay with that. Why, you ask? Because my mindset was on a long-term one this time around and not on instant gratification. During my several failed attempts, I was seeking instant results. I was seeking instant gratification for the changes that I was making. My main focal point was purely scale-based. So that number on the scale, I wanted to see it shift every single day. And that's why I did drastic things. But that is also why I had several failed attempts. And it was only when I shifted that mindset from short-term to long-term and delayed gratification over instant gratification, did things start sticking? Did I start creating consistency? Purely because I was okay with achieving smaller little goals throughout the day, smaller little goals throughout the week, because I knew, like I said, consistency is key. And I had to do something that wasn't overwhelming for me. Can't do 10,000 steps per day? That's fine. Can you do 5,000 steps per day and then gradually push yourself to increase it slightly each and every single week? Can't drink 2 liters of water every single day? That's 100% fine. But can you drink 1 glass of water with each meal and gradually increase it? Maybe you have set yourself a goal to go to the gym 6 or 7 times per week because maybe you've heard somewhere that that is the best for fat loss. If you can't go to the gym 6 or 7 times per week, be realistic about it. Can you potentially go 1 or 2 a week, right? Rather be realistic about your goals. Set small, achievable little goals so that you can tick those boxes, so that you can achieve it, so that you can celebrate it, and that you can create consistency within what you are doing. And like I said, that takes a shift of mindset from I want to achieve everything now to I'm okay with making the changes now and seeing delayed results. And all I mean by delayed results is actually just your progress on that number on the scale. If we're looking realistically, or we're looking just at that number on the scale, many people want to see that scale move as quick, as fast as possible. And that's where you would then resort to drastic measures, right? But again, you need to be able to set your expectations accordingly and say, any small little change that you make right now and any small little change that you continue making as you move forward, those are all the small changes that are going to add up. So even an extra 100, 200, 300 steps per day, it may seem minuscule in that very moment in time, but you add that up over 7 days, you add that up over 14 days, you add that up over 21 days, all of a sudden you're becoming a step machine because now you're smashing out those steps way more than what you used to do in the past. Because you see, to create consistency, you have to action things. So by actioning things, I mean your daily non-negotiables. You have to action your daily non-negotiables. And to action those things, to action your daily non-negotiables, they cannot be out of your reach. And not only will ticking those boxes create consistency for you, but it will also boost your confidence as well. I remember with myself, every time I ticked a box off on that 30-day consistency calendar, or anytime I smashed a daily non-negotiable, I was just filled with this level of pride. I was filled with this newly found level of confidence. I started believing in myself. I started believing that I was capable of doing it. And again, that comes from a shift of mindset of let's not only focus on that number on the scale, but let's rather focus on all the small things that we are doing. So all the small things that you are doing, that is a non-scale victory. So your daily non-negotiables of drinking a little bit more water, increasing your steps, eating more veggies with your meals, those are all non-scale victories. And like I said, the more you tick those boxes, the more you're going to create consistency. But not only consistency, you're going to start believing in yourself. Your confidence is going to go through the roof because now you are doing the difficult things. Your non-negotiables are what I like to call your behavioral goals. And the scale is the outcome goal. You just need to focus on those actions and those behaviors, those behavioral goals, your non-negotiables, and the consistency of them. And the outcome goal, which is the number on the scale, that will sort itself out. Don't look at how far you have to go. Look at how far you have come.
You've been listening to 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer. Keep believing in yourself, keep smashing those goals, and keep pushing forward.